Now, this is a daunting task, introducing Wolfgang Puck. So I'm not going to do that, because if you don't know who this man is, you probably have been living under a rock for the last 100 years. Hello, Wolfgang.
Hello, it's my pleasure to be here.
Tell us where we are and how you got involved with this project.
Well, we are here at the Five Star Sensation. This is the greatest party in Cleveland, and it benefits university hospitals, mainly for the cancer clinic, for the children especially too. So we started that about 20 years ago, I think in 1987, with Carol Carr and David Carr, who got heavily involved in it and who twisted my arm every year to come back. So now, this year, I think, is the biggest yet. We have 30 chefs, from Paul Prudhomme to Lydia Shire to Nobu Matsuhisa, Gino Angelino, Valentino, and Tavola from New York. And so we have great chefs, great wineries, like Schramsberg Champagne, which is the number one sparkling winemaker. We have Silver Oak and many others. I think it's really such a great event. And we all like to come because the people in Cleveland are really appreciative. They really come up to us and say, thank you for coming. This is delicious. So it's really nice.
Now, it happens every 2 years, but it raises a lot of money.
Absolutely. It happens every 2 years. And Carol told me that this year they raised $2 million, which is a lot of money. I wish when we do our event in Los Angeles, we only raise under $1 million. We never even went over $1 million yet.
What are you cooking tonight?
We have a great menu. As you can see, we have a long line already, but people get their money's worth. We have a Chinoa chicken salad. Then we have the Shanghai lobster risotto. Then we have some roasted lamb, which we bought from at the Westside Market this morning from a guy named, they call him the Turk. And he has great lamb, so we have that. And then we have some Wagyu steak, the Japanese steak. Plus, Sherry made all wonderful desserts like a pavlova with blackberries, some blackberry ice cream, and some thing with a hazelnut dessert. So people, when they come to us, you know, they have a whole dinner.
Yeah, I want to get a hold of Sherry, actually, to talk later. One really quick question, which has no quick answer. How did you build this empire? How do you do it all?
Well, you know, I think I have so many great people working with me. That's why it makes it work, really. I have myself, then I have 7 or 8 people who work with me on all of our new projects, who keep the old projects running. So that's really the main thing. And a lot of people, a lot of chefs, when they get into the business, they think they can open 2, 3, 4, 5 restaurants. But if you don't have an infrastructure, it's impossible. So we built really a good infrastructure. Now we can expand.
Is there anything in the pipeline that would be a coup for us to break news-wise?
Well, there's nothing really in Cleveland yet, but we are getting close. We're going to open this fall in Detroit at the MGM Hotel. So maybe now we are in Detroit. It's only an hour away. We might come to Cleveland.
Any place else in the world? Because this is internet.
Oh, we're going to open everywhere. We're going to open in Washington, D.C. at the museum. Then we're going to open in Vail, Colorado at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. Then we're going to open also at the La Jolla Playhouse in San Diego. And then we're going to open one more restaurant at the Venetian in Las Vegas, a Cut Steakhouse. So the rest of the year, we're going to be very busy.
I've never known you not to be busy.
I know. But this year especially, because in 2 weeks, I'm getting married also. So some extra pressure.
Now, that's good news. Tell us about that.
Well, I met this wonderful woman. And if you want to read about her, it's in Harper's Bazaar this month. She's a handbag designer. I met her quite a few years ago, fell in love with her, and now we're getting married in Capri, in Italy.
Love Capri. Great place to buy shoes.
It's a great place to buy shoes and jewelry too, I think so. But I think it's so beautiful there. It's such a picturesque place. I love it.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. My pleasure.